Here we are a year later, and the incidents of bias and censorship I brought up at last year's Alphabet meeting in support of that version of our transparency proposal have only been further confirmed with more evidence that has come to light. Now there is an even greater number of bias and censorship examples at Alphabet since a year ago. I have a 15-page document on my laptop of just links to examples of Alphabet's rampant and vicious practices of suppression, demonetization, and deplatforming. Alphabet opposes our proposal by saying it has, quote, safeguards in place to prevent, quote, improper bias. So how do Google and YouTube define proper bias? There's a lot more that can be read between the lines of Alphabet's opposition statement in the proxy. I will give several examples. One, the company says, quote, we enforce our policies consistently, end quote. I would agree with that. Alphabet consistently censors conservatives, Christians, and skeptics of government propaganda. Two, the company says, quote, we have a rigorous quality assurance process for all cases, end quote. Yes, we all can see how rigorously YouTube enforced its bias against the likes of Matt Walsh, Steven Crowder, Jordan Peterson, medical experts who spoke truth about COVID, and many others whom YouTube silenced. Three, the company says, quote, we carefully evaluate decisions to remove or demonetize websites and content on our services and seek to harmonize the application of our policies across those services, end quote. I am certain that Google and YouTube eagerly make such evaluations, and considering the company's billions of dollars in contracts with state and federal government, have happily censored those who don't adhere to the government narrative. Four, the company says, quote, our business model depends on our services providing a useful and trustworthy source of information for all our users, end quote. Google and YouTube's determination of what is useful and trustworthy depends on the desired goals and outcomes of Alphabet, which don't align with advocates for free speech. Alphabet has proven itself as a company to be entirely untrustworthy. The company gaslights shareholders by telling them how transparent it is about its censorship practices when it is nothing of the sort. Alphabet's bias censorship decisions are perhaps illustrated most by YouTube's shuttering of a channel that satirized Chinese communist dictator Xi Jinping and by restricting a documentary critical of Disney. I can't think of two more perfect bedfellows for Alphabet: oppressive China and delusional Disney. Please vote for proposal number 14.